in like 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay. Let's next on the agenda after this.
Contracts. Sewer contracts.
Sewer contract, and then the 9 o'clock mailed room discussion has been canceled.
Uh-huh.
And you've sent an email out to everybody?
You're got Chris Burnt.
At 10 o'clock, I think we have business again. Mm-hmm. We have some at 10 and some at 10:30.
Yes.
Okay. So we have an hour.
Oh.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Call our meeting to order.
All right. Let's do administrative real fast if you want to.
Okay.
I move that we pay we approve the ConocoPhillips invoice for the airport totaling $23,095.41. We're doing it today because of some timing issues of when it would normally come through next week.
Second. So we want to sprinkle the minutes with emergency.
To meet timelines.
We're not posted for administrative.
We're not? Oh, not at 8:30?
Yeah, we're not.
All day?
Mm-mm, not that I'm seeing.
Okay.
Sewer improvements, 8:45. Yep, 9 o'clock, we are at it.
Okay, well, let me just table that.
But it's not, we got to post, it should be posted separately anyway, accounts payable.
Okay,
so
well, then, we'll just express that it's an emergency because of a timing issue. We have an accounts payable that we need to pay because of timing issues. It's for the airport for ConocoPhillips. Helen called us and said we need to get it checked out today.
Okay.
So I have a motion for a second.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. And from the agenda for Tuesday morning, because Monday's a holiday, we have no specific requests for anything. So it's just a normal light and fluffy.
Okay. I think I've had two or three calls saying that we've shut the public out of our meetings and all this. I think that should be addressed. I think if the commission itself would come up with a statement that they would want to read, we have cut repetitive arguments out of the meeting. Constant repetitive.
But people are always
arguments.
Welcome.
People are welcome for discussion of any issue, but when they harp on something that's already or out of it, that may be even out of our control. I've had two or three phone calls about it.
Do you want to post it, or you just want to have remarks for it on Monday? Tuesday? What would you rather do? Post it?
Remarks would be all right.
You'll talk to it.
I'll speak to it.
Okay.
Humor me just a minute.
Yeah.
We took out the elected official and department heads at the end of the meeting. And we took it out, in my opinion, because actually I think Gary Grohman complained because an elected official used that to say something bad about him. And then he didn't have the opportunity to respond to it.
Right.
And so...
Well, ha.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
So we did that so that it would be fair for the public.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so elected officials and department heads have the same opportunity to come at a moment's notice under public comment, just like the public does.
Yes.
And if they've got an issue that tax statement or whatever their issue is, they can post it 24 hours like we all have to do, all meaning county commissioners.
Everybody.
We have to, we're the ones that fight it day in, day out to post. So I respectfully disagree that we've done anything to, and I know the comments are out there, Jan Park from the paper mentioned it Monday, but I disagree that we've done anything to limit public comment, whining, anything they want to do. We are open for those situations.
Right.
But I think
we've done is help the public have an opportunity.
Well, it's just fairness. I think it's fair and equal now.
So I'm fine for somebody to speak to that. I'll be glad to hear y'all can, but
we can all maybe we just talk about it because that's obviously an issue. Maybe we just let's just post it. We can all have an opinion about it that way. And
I got one more opinion.
Okay,
before we go on, and that is the press needs something to write about. I mean, just be honest.
Okay. I just wondered if that was your problem.
And we maybe should be a little more thoughtful about issues that are before us that would be of interest to the public and have them on our Monday morning agenda. That's just I'm just saying we can think about it.
The thought I had was a lot of times when we have a departmental update, there's a lot of boring business that just has to be done, but the public really doesn't want to hear it in the 45 minutes that their attention span is here, unless right. there's a heated discussion. Maybe we have a rotation of some department heads to come in and just give us a high-level update just so people know what department's doing and just do it a regular. We can always do that, too. Not that we go away with our during-the-week meetings just because that's when we actually get a lot of the business done, but for updates, that's an option, too.
I think that's what I'm saying, too.
Okay.
Yep.
And maybe we just look at a rotation schedule
is this
plot.
Bribery?
It's a plot. I know what's going on.
This ain't going to work.
I don't
it
know
works
if you...
with me. I've been a...
There's a diet competition going on. Somebody has...
There's
a cheater in the woodwork somewhere.
15-yard penalty.
For those that are listening in radio land, the county commission and the county attorney's been brought some sweet things.
It's very good.
Mr. Schroffus thinks it's a plot.
I think we can't change it today, but I think if we work on a rotation, that would be fine with me. Or we come back and just maybe hit the highlights of the previous week's discussions based off our previous week, and we just kind of we touch all of that.
That would be real good for the public,
okay.
You know, because there's a lot of stuff that is posted, but people generally they pay attention to Monday morning meeting postings. And there's a lot of things that we discussed through the week that we could go back and review the results So that would be
okay. Well, let me just say, on Tuesday, I'll make sure we have last week's agenda that we finished up with, and we can just kind of highlight everything, and that way people know what we did last week, just so if there's a discussion point there, so.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I'll add concerns about, how you want to title it, concerns about... Actually, I don't think we should post it. I think we should just have a discussion about it.
We'll have a discussion.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to post.
We're not here to make the news. We're here to do business.
Oh.
I work with nuts. Of course, I am one.
Oh, well, so there you go. All right, I move that we approve this agenda.
Okay, I'd lost track where we were. Second, all those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
All right. And that agenda was actually the Tuesday morning, October 13th meeting agenda.
Mr. Gray River, you're next. We're ready. Got all kinds of papers in front of us.
Great River was fortunate enough to be selected by the Taney County Regional Sewer District to provide engineering services on the Power Site North project, and then to prepare a engineering study on the Mildred area east of Kirbyville. So we worked with the sewer district on those contracts, and we went through them with Bob. And so we're here today to ask you guys to review and approve those contracts as well. And I can go into any amount of detail that you want on them.
You have copies?
I'm just looking at it right now, Bob. Yeah. You want to give us any highlights of it?
Well, one is on the Mildred Sewer Improvement Project, and the other is the Power Site North Improvement Project. And what are the amounts of the contract?
Mildred is $17,310.
That's not Mildred, that's Power Site North. It's in the exhibits, right?
It's exhibit B, so it's towards the...
Here it is, the last page. 17,310 is for exhibit A.
And the power site's considerably bigger.
Yeah, power site is a full-blown project design and construction.
And both contracts call for at any time, if you want to give 14 days notice, you can terminate the contract and you have to pay the invoices today. Correct?
Mildred,
yeah.
Two different forms.
$790,000 is the other one?
Yeah, it's actually $790,000 for tasks, those tasks that are listed there. And then there's a, like the pre-project photography like we did on Ozark Beach is down there under B3, which is $20,250. And then hourly services for easement acquisition.
Now, the concept of this, of the power site north, is to connect how many houses when it's all said and done?
When it's all said and done.
Excellent question.
It's quite a few.
It looks like a lot of green dots over here, so.
It's actually Valley View and everything, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It runs into...
That's the significant. It looks like it's very significant. I didn't see that number.
Yeah, it's not in there. Let's see if I can find that specific statistic. 385 connections.
Wow. Does that take in the little resorts around Rustic Acres and all that area also?
Don, is there a calculator over there?
There's
a desk or anything? A calculator? Okay, I've got one here. That's
you know what she's talking about? On,
this is
if you turn at Kirbyville and go down to the end of the lake, and it's actually at the end of Power Side.
We'll see. What I took a little grief about. I took a little grief at the sewer board meeting, didn't I, asking about... never mind. Go ahead. Keep going.
This is... there's the dam here. And
yeah.
The lodge. The
okay.
Whatever,
so it looks like there's $380, right. And the average sewer bill is what, $30?
This is the... Okay, so I believe this right connection here is Rustic Acres in here, I believe.
Yeah. Well, basically, we try to pick up everything in this area.
Okay.
And this is Valley View.
380 houses.
Yeah.
Well, here's
like
the
mobile
park and that type of thing.
$30 per house.
Or
7. Yeah, that's about
the times 12.
Rustic Acres, I think it's hardly over.
On over. It's one cove above the dam, I believe, and it may be a bigger cove. It looks like it's a longer cove than this, but
no, that's the operational side, because that's where we'll be charging.
They're fixing to reopen.
That's where our cash flow would be if everyone
down
connected.
There. I was down that way looking at a cul-de-sac
yesterday. Talking to
right.
His son's doing that.
Yeah.
Putting it all
that's a tough
they're
question.
They're cleaning
to
it all up and fixing to reopen it.
Turn there by Hilltop.
Yeah, huh?
Now, think about my fishing days. It lays
right on the water.
Bell?
If there's
yes.
some way we can.
How many lines? I'm just trying to do some just rough figuring. How many lines are we, miles of lines are we putting in?
Let's see.
On power side, how many feet or miles of line would it be, and what does it cost to operate and maintain?
Well, that's part of our deal, is that we have to prepare a facility plan and see how it evaluates rates and that type of thing. Now, I've been working with Mr. Suti over the last couple of weeks trying to prepare a response to the request on five-year rate projections. And from what we've seen so far, these projects that we're adding, not just the ones that Great River is going to have the opportunity to work on, but the other ones that we're looking at, like T-Highway and that type of thing in Kirbyville, which is getting ready to come on, those help or don't hinder the rates. If I look at non-subsidized rates, and we'll have a lot more detail with you later, but if you look at a percentage, a subsidy that you guys are doing right now, it goes down as you add these projects on.
Okay, so you're saying these more than pay for the operational costs once it's installed and actually helps offset some of the other projects over time.
Yeah.
If you take in a replacement cost and that sort of thing, what do they have a life of about 40 years to the gravities?
What we've done is major repair and replacement, which these particular systems wouldn't have in the next 5 years, but major repair and replacement, the sewer board has been paying for that out of capital improvements, so it doesn't come out of the sewer rates.
Right, but without the tax, that would come out of the
operational
maintenance, and that would increase the operation and maintenance costs incredibly.
There's three projects we're approving?
Two.
Just these two?
Yeah.
The engineering, you know.
Right, the engineering, right. Yeah.
But, I mean, part of our jobs and one of the tasks in this agreement on Fireside North is to prepare a facility plan, and part of the DNR requirements on a facility plan is to evaluate rates.
Okay.
So.
Just out of estimations, what you're seeing, what do you think Fireside North is going to cost to build once the engineering's done?
Probably on the magnitude of $10
million. $10 million? Okay. All right.
I had the same question that Rick had here. At one time, Old Remus,
were they supposed to pick up Valley View South or North? I mean,
well, we've had discussions with the city on Old Remus, and they've got some interest in taking their treatment plant offline and pumping it through this system. And so we've already got an agreement in place which says that they'll sell the sewer district capacity for this project. We have to negotiate the rate at which they'll sell that to us as part of this contract here. But during those discussions, we're going to discuss whether they still want to do that and whether they want to pay to take that treatment plant offline, put a pump station in, and come through the system. But that's not part of this agreement. That would be something that the city would add on that the sewer district wouldn't necessarily be responsible for. Did I understand the question right?
That would be just the opposite of what you're thinking they were talking, right? It would be coming the other way.
I thought they were going to take Valley View North.
I
think there was conversation.
Yeah, there's been some discussions like that in the past, but the current line of thinking is to take that treatment plant offline and get it back to Forsyth through this project. This project pumps through the Ozark Beach project. The Ozark Beach project has been designed, and the pump stations in Ozark Beach and the Forest Main.
Under the lake.
Yeah, under the lake and everything, so that this project can exist.
All right. The $10 million, yes. Does that include going under the lake?
No, that's a separate deal that we're going to bid this winter yet.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've sat in on those meetings too in discussion. I don't know whether dollar figures have escaped me or what, but the boring under the lake and all that, which we all know fairly expensive and all that, is there been a cost comparison to a treatment plant on that side of the lake?
Well, we looked, back when we were originally designing the Ozark Beach project, we looked at putting a treatment plant on both sides of the lake, and versus a treatment plant on each side of the lake, or maybe a treatment plant down at Ozark Beach that would handle both of these projects versus pumping up to Forsyth. And the operational costs of a new treatment plant in the long run outweighed any benefits, and that's why we decided to pump it up to Forsyth.
Okay, you know more about this than I do, but I was thinking about when we go to talking about Mildred and Powerside and...
Yeah, it looks like and over there
looks like sometime in the future, because of the vast area that you're dealing with, that there's a possibility that there might need to be a treatment plant to cover, if you want to say, the other side of Bull Shoals. Bull Shoals makes a complete U around the biggest portion of Taney County. And
treatment plant would be an incredible expense, though, is that?
Operational too.
Operations will get you. I mean,
I think conceptually it's a great idea. Just operational costs. I don't know if we could raise the rates high enough to pay for it, just to operate another treatment plant like that.
Yeah, that's what we ran into when we did that study. I don't know that it's not necessary. It depends on users and that type of stuff. What you're saying, but when we looked at it during the design of the Ozark Beach project, it wasn't the cost of constructing it. There was. And I don't remember the specifics because it's been a couple years since we did that study, but it was maybe a couple $1 million more to construct it. But what really got you was the user rates were going to have to go way, way up. Right. And so, but you asked the question, how many miles a line? I just did a quick estimate. It's just about 15 miles a line.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I move that we approve the Mildred Sewer Improvement Engineering Contract and the Power Site North Sewer Improvement Project Engineering as approved by the Sewer Board, right?
Sewer Board has approved these.
Yes. We cancel that meeting, Melissa.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
I'd
like to make a suggestion or a motion. This is great news.
Yeah.
This is really good news.
Mm-hmm. Those people
there's been
know.
Folks at Valley View and all over the place waiting for this to happen. Why shouldn't we have this on our agenda Monday morning?
We'll bring it up and talk about it. I'll just have the agenda and then you guys would run with it. I'll say topic this and you just...
Tell you what, there's some other sewer contracts to approve. We can put them on for Monday.
Yeah, they're also... Archer's got one.
I think
one.
We ought to just...
Put sewer contracts on... sewer engineering contracts on for Monday, Nick.
Nicky, if you could add that.
Make a motion to add or amend to our agenda sewer projects for Monday, please.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Yeah, I mean, it's a big...
Nicky, I hope you heard that. Please add that.
It's a big push. The sewer district board was wanting to, they've got some funds that are growing in their account, and so those board members are really wanting to get those projects started, and so they've made a big push. And it's not, as you guys know, it's not just our projects that we discussed today, but T Highway project, Lookout Acres, and then some more studies on Venice on the Lake. So it's a big push for sewer in the county. It's a good thing.
Looking back 8 years ago, people were hoping, and I don't know how long before that, Valley View. This is good news. Good news.
Let me ask a question. Maybe I, or somebody should ask that sewer board. Maybe it's the responsibility here. What can be done without costing too much to maybe encourage that the if there is construction based upon these engineering works that the construction companies that are hired are local or hire local people so that
it's actually stimulating the local economy versus
supporting we have we have bidders now local that we didn't have in the past.
But we can make that condition of the terms. I mean, we can make it.
Yeah, I mean, anything that's legal, we're willing to do. We just have to work out how to do that.
We don't want to unduly increase the cost of the project either.
No, but
I mean, you've got very competitive local. We have contractors here, so.
It's just a thought that it would
Bob
help.
Paulson,
yeah,
counselor.
Thank you.
Extraordinaire.
Just thought it would help.
We've talked about it a lot. That's a good point.
We're free till 10, sir. I'm going to declare a recess.
Yes, recess. Till 10 o'clock. Thank you, Mel.
Can I go and get your signature, Jeff?
Yep.
And Donna and Rick?
What do we got?
These are three
copies. The 9 o'clock got canceled, and the 9:45 got canceled.